Welcome to the UpLife podcast, moderated by Kwan and Simon. We are appreneurs living in Chiang Mai, Thailand. We have over 200 mobile apps in Play Store and App Store. Today, we would like to talk about our favorite board game, something a little bit off topic. But we will go back a little bit. We will touch a little bit on business too.
Right, because it's not 100% off topic because I recently read an article about Reid Hoffman, who was one of the co-founders of PayPal and also the founder of LinkedIn, and he also wrote business books, and he also played a lot of board games, and he said that by playing board games you can learn a lot about business too. And his example is Settlers of Catan, which is a famous German board game I think you also played before, right?
Yeah,
where you have to basically settle an island and then rolling the dice and getting as many resources as possible.
Building
streets and houses and all that.
Yeah.
And he said it's very close to actually the process of a startup, because you have limited resources and you have the other players, and then how he says is you have to decide how much you build for yourself and how much you compete against the others and check their moves. And so I think since we play also a lot of board games, I think I didn't really make the connection when I played the board games, but I think it really helps in many ways, because the thinking of the board game is very similar to how you think in business. So that's why I thought, we can talk about Red Dead. Maybe you want to start with your favorite board game then.
Yeah, so I didn't know that I liked board game before I met Simon, but I like to play games since kid, starting with Monopoly and then like playing computer game like Age of Empire, and I think I wouldn't say that not a lot of female people play, but I think I see also many women are liking board games and play board game a lot as well, and after that I just learned that there are so many type of board games out, not only Monopoly and not only computer games. And
you also play checkers in your
school, I play checkers. I like playing games and chess and stuff, but after I met Simon and he just opened me a new world of board games. There are so many games in Germany, and like family are also like you motivate like the family members to play games. Like I never seen it, because in Thailand playing like this kind of board games are considered as like waste of time. You don't learn anything. But now I think it's changing, like with new people. There are so many board games shops in Thailand now. But before, at my time, it's just like, why do you like waste your time? You have to study and stuff. But in Germany, like family really like, okay, play games together. And they have interact between each other. And then it's so much fun. And then, I remember we have over 30 or 40 board games back then
right.
in Germany, and my favorite board game is called Terraforming Mars, and we play it a lot. And why do I like this game? Because it has so many possibility.
So what is it about first?
The Terraforming Mars is about like you have Mars and it's not livable, so you have to go there and make the Mars livable. Like you have to make an ozone, you have to have water and build some forest and build a town. And if you do so many good things for the Mars and the most, you will win the game. And what I like about it is because you're starting as a company where you can choose what kind of direction you want to go. You want to be a rich guy who start off, or you want to be like the like not a lot of money, but you have a lot of production resources, like you can produce so many some other things. So why I like it, because at first of all, you can choose how you want to start off. Like you have so many different companies, and then you can choose they want to be this company. So there are some variation in it, and how you make you want to make this company end the goal with as a winner. And then during the game, you have like many ways to achieve. Like you want to build your technology, you want to build technology or knowledge, or you want to really go on production and compete with like you want to produce so many product materials, or you want just to like be as rich as you can. Mm-hmm. Like go on, okay, I want to invest money and to get more money. So that's what, yeah, so there's so many variation how you can like win the game, and that's why I like it. And for as for the business perspective, I don't really, as Simon said, I don't really like when I play a game think about the business. But I think for some kind of sometimes some situation occurs and you need to design, and then the decision would be based on what you actually have now, right? What you have now and what you want to go, what actually the goal, and what will be affected to make that happen. And then that a lot influence on my decision on some decisions on the business for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would be the aspects of maybe where we are similar in the business? Like, I mean, I also love that Terraform Mars, also because of the cards, because you can build your own deck, and you have, as you said, so much variety because of the different cards. And I think that's also similar to the business. I mean, you have a kind of a set rule set, like a small world, and the business is obviously a much bigger world, and the rules are very, you have a lot more rules in business, but you still have something, okay, you have a product, you want to make it successful, and you have this, you have a competition, you have the market. So you have all these things that constrain you, but then within this constraint, you can be really creative in how you want to achieve it.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really cool. Mm. I mean, I'm, for example, not a person, I would say, I'm creative like that, just like that. I have a blank slate, I can just draw anything and be very creative. But if I have a set of rules and I want to go somewhere, I want to reach a goal and check how do I reach it? And then that's also a very creative process, right? How you want to do it, like where do you want to put your resources on it? And I think we are both like left brain thinkers. So we really enjoy that to figure out the rules of the game. And so I think that's something, right? And also the other thing is that you have competition, obviously. And pretty much in most of the board games, some of them are cooperative, and we sometimes actually play together as well. It's also cool. But then in Terraform Mars, you have to really compete against others, and that's just also one of the things you have to figure out.
What's their goal?
Right. What's the goal of the opponents? And like for example, in Terraform Mars, if everyone goes on the money strategy, you might pick another strategy. Because you have more chances, similar to the market, right? If the market goes all in one way, it's maybe better to carve out your niche in the market.
Yeah.
It's a very, very similar, and yeah, I really like that.
So that's from me, and what's your favorite?
Yeah, so my favorite is chess, actually, which is kind of a little boring. I mean, it's like a board game, of course, but it's not like in a sense of Terraform Mars, like the ones that are in Germany, like Settlers of Catan, Terraform Mars. It's like the Euro games. That's like, I would say, classical board games. And chess is like already 2,000 years old, but I think it's still, even though it's very simple, it's still the most genius game ever invented. Just because you can spend, I mean, there are these grandmasters and worldmasters, they spend every day in their life playing chess, and they never get bored of it because it's so deep with this. And I spent probably 10 years, 15 years playing actually in a club when I was younger, And nowadays, I still play a little bit online, just for fun sometimes. But yeah, what it is, I mean, everyone probably has heard of chess, but what I really like about it is that it's you have basically a set of a strategy that you want to reach, and then you have tactics. So the strategy is like, okay, how do I on a long-term thinking. And the tactic is okay, like if my if the opponent's king is weak in a weak position, how do I exploit this, and what does the opponent can do immediately to cross over my plans or to defend himself. And then you have to think about, okay, what does the opponent do? Constantly think about, okay, how do can I destroy his plans? I mean, it's extremely competitive, obviously, and actually in terms of business. I mean, I think that would be very, very competitive business if you compare it to chess. But I think also that aspect is just like, what are other products up to? What are the competitors up to? You have to also right, see their moves and anticipate what's the market, in which direction the market is going. But another aspect of chess I like so much is that you can just spend so many hours learning and going deeper and deeper, and you still haven't really scratched the surface. I mean, as I said, I spent 10 years, I mean, not full time on chess, obviously, but I played it a lot. But I still feel I'm kind of like a beginner because there's so much more to learn. Same for business, right? You can always learn more about aspects of the business and new strategies, new tactics. And so I think I will never really be tired of either chess or business just because there's so much to learn.
Yeah, I think one thing after I heard this, I think one thing that chess help is you constantly have to think about strategy. You are practicing strategy thinking. I think that is good for business. So if you like always think about what is your strategy, you are reminded of like creating this, because not a lot of people like I think some people like me, I'm not strategy people, I'm tactical people. So I act on I like act on something that's happening now and on the ground. So I'm not the visionary people, but I'm kind of like missionary or how to say
Operational.
operational things. And then I think it's help if you're like if you constantly thinking about strategy, thinking about what will be the end goal, then you will be some kind of visionary as well in the business, I think.
Yeah, cool. Maybe the last thing, because we talk a bit about cooperative, and I think we did one game a lot in the last weeks or months. It's called Spirit Island, and it's like a cooperative game where you have to play together. I don't really go into detail, but that's also cool because you have to use different aspects or different strengths of your character to achieve a common goal. And now we talk a lot of competitive games, and I think that's one of the aspects you can also compare to business because, as you also said, like everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. And if you have a team or even like just the two of us in the beginning, right, in the founder stage, it's really good to see, okay, what are the strengths and the weaknesses of each person, especially the strengths, and then how can we co combine the strengths together to make it successful and to cooperate as well. So yeah, I think that's at least as important as the competitive side of it. That's why, yeah, I think that's also an interesting aspect.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so this episode is also yeah, about our favorite games, and if you want to share some of your thought, we are happy to see and happy to read about it. Thank you very
Thank you.
much. Bye.